you know, I've tried to keep busy in the White House with the horseshoe pit and Barbara and the grandkids and everything, but golly, somehow, something just seems to be missing. Oh, golly.
George, do what presidents have always done. Call out the army. You need a brand new war to lift your spirits up.
That won't alarm me. But do you think we should send troops to Panama now?
George, you need a little isthmus right this very minute. Give Manuel the business. If you now begin it, we could all be home by Christmas. We might even win it.
Kick Manuel right in the fanny. Send a force that's led by Danny.
Tell Noriega I'm gonna raid him like I panty raided at Phi Delta Omega.
Wear your combat ribbons from the National Guard.
Yes, we need a little isthmus. So many months we waited. The army told us this must be better than Grenada. No more peace will coexist. Must Danny will invade it.
I'll be just like Patton.
Brush up on your Latin.
Send him to the isthmus.
Just what nation is this?
Need a little isthmus now.
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Axis Sacramento and The Voice. Coming up next, Reducing Sulfur Saves Lives. Dan Greenbaum from the Health Effects Institute tells Steve Curwood that the new rules are expected to save money and prevent more than 2,000 premature deaths.
Burning gasoline creates pollution, and the dirtier gas is, the dirtier the air becomes. To protect public health, over the years, gasoline has gotten cleaner and cleaner. In the U.S., lead is gone from gasoline, as is 90% of the sulfur it used to contain. But according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, even that last bit of sulfur can promote deadly pollution. So it has announced new rules to cut most of that remaining 10%. To get a handle on this new development, we turn now to Dan Greenbaum, president of the Boston-based Health Effects Institute. Dan Greenbaum, welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, Steve.
So what exactly are these new EPA regulations when it comes to sulfur and gas?
Well, a key thing to getting cleaner cars is making sure the fuel is as clean as possible. So the new rules basically set much, much lower levels of sulfur in the fuel, and that will in turn mean that every control device, every catalytic converter on every one of our cars, even our existing cars, will work better.
So this is to keep sulfur from clogging these things up?
The sulfur will coat the surface, and it will mean that these converters will not capture the nitrogen oxides and the benzene and other chemicals that would otherwise be coming out of the car.
So why take up these new sulfur regulations? What's the danger here?
Well, the real issue here is there are millions of people in the United States who every day, during the summer in particular, face high levels of ozone smog. And ozone is known to cause serious health effects. It can cause people with asthma to have attacks, kids to miss school, people to miss work. It can even, on very high days, cause premature death. Cars are one of the most significant contributors to that ozone. So these rules are really designed to cut substantially what cars can contribute on an ongoing basis.
Some have said that this will have a huge impact on public health. How true is that?
Well, there's very strong health evidence that my institute and others have created that says that this kind of change in ozone levels will result in thousands of fewer premature mortalities, tens of thousands of fewer asthma attacks, and frankly, over a million fewer days of work lost and days of school lost for kids.
So who are the people really going to benefit the most from these regulations, do you think?
Number one, you have people with asthma who, and there are a lot of kids with asthma, and there's much higher levels of asthma among minority populations and others. So on those high ozone days, that means fewer kids having asthma attacks, having to miss school, having to use their inhalers, and that's a real benefit. I think the second issue is that this will reduce the levels of nitrogen dioxide, which is right next to roadways. So anybody, particularly poor communities that live near roadways or ports or other areas, is going to see improved air as well.
The EPA says that this rule is going to cost something less than a cent a gallon to implement. But when we talked to Bob Greco at the American Petroleum Institute, he said he expects it'll cost a lot more.
We're disappointed that EPA moved forward with this new sulfur rule. According to our studies, this is not a cost-effective rule. It has an average manufacturing cost of about 6 to 9 cents a gallon. And again, that's the cost to manufacture the fuel.
How do you respond to that?
Having participated in setting rules over many years, I used to be the commissioner here in Massachusetts of Environmental Protection, industry will often come up with high estimates of what those costs will be. Aside from any analysis that EPA has done, I've seen two quite well-done independent analyses that confirm perform this very, very low cost. And these were done not just by nonprofits, but by expert consultants who do this work for the industry itself.
Now, the automobile industry seems to be embracing this. Why?
Well, these rules are part of what is now a unified national set of rules. California has already set these tougher standards earlier. So California and the federal rules are the same. That means the car companies can make one kind of car for the entire country, and that's to their advantage.
What about the pocketbook here? How will these rules affect what people spend on health care, what people might spend on vehicle maintenance?
These rules will have two major impacts on the pocketbook. First of all, it will mean that parents who have to take their kids to the hospital on high pollution days will not have to do that. That's going to save individuals real money and the society real money. On top of that, these rules are partnered with a set of rules that are substantially improving fuel economy for every vehicle. So what we're going to have in 2017 and then in 2025 are cars that are dramatically cleaner and take far less gas to go a mile.
Dan Greenbaum is president of the Health Effects Institute. Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm really glad to do it, Steve.
There once was a time when everything was cheap, but now prices nearly put a man to sleep. When we pay our grocery bill, we just feel like I'm making our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? I remember when dry goods were cheap as dirt. We could take 2 bits and buy a dandy shirt. Now we pay $3 or more, maybe get a shirt that another man wore. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, I used to trade with a man by the name of Gray. Flour was 50 cents for a 24-pound bag. Now it's a dollar and a half beside, just like a skinning off a flea for the hide. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Oh, the schools we have today ain't worth a cent, but they see to it that every child is sent. If we don't send every day, we have a heavy fine to pay. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Prohibition's good if 'tis conducted right. There's no sense in shooting a man till he shows flight. Officers kill without a cause, then complain about funny laws. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Most all preachers preach for gold and not for soul. That's what keeps a poor man always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath, tax in school and preach to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? It's time for every man to be away. We pay 50 cents a pound when we ask for stay. When we get our package home, a little wad of paper with a gristle and bone. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, the doctor comes around with a face so bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. All he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
Oh, where are you going, said the man at his desk. Oh, I'm going to a new world, said the child. And he stood, and he stood, and he stood, and 'twere well that he stood. I'm going to a new world, said the child, and he stood.
Oh, I'm sounding drums of war,
said the man at his desk.
Oh, I will not fight your war,
said the child. Don't you love your country, said the man at his desk.
Yes, I do, but you don't,
said the child, and he stood, and he stood, and he stood, and twill well that he stood.
I do, but you don't,
said the child, and he stood. True, said the man at his desk.
Yes, you lie and call it truth,
said the child, and he stood, and he stood, and he stood, and twere well that he stood. You lie and call it truth, said the child, and he stood.
Oh, you must be scared to die,
said the man at his desk. Oh, I'm prepared and you're scared, said the child, and he stood, and he stood, and he stood, and twere well that he stood. I'm prepared and you're scared, said the child, and he stood. Said the child, and he stood, and he stood, and he stood, and twere well that he stood. It's ringing you to hell, said the child, and he stood. It's ringing you to hell, said the child, and he stood.
When you wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring, you go marching to the table. You see the same old things all on one table. Knife, a fork, and a pan. And if you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with a man who let the midnight special shine a light on. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. Oh, if you ever go to Houston, oh man, you better walk right. You better not stagger. Lord knows you better not fight. Sheriff, he'll arrest you. He'll carry it down. And if the jury finds you guilty, you're penitentiary bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. Oh, yonder comes Miss Rosie. How the world do you know? Well, I know her by her apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on the shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. She goes a-walking to the captain, said, turn her loose on my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. Oh, well, I'm going to leave it, and my time ain't long. I'll be done my grieving and my great long song. And let the midnight special shine a light on me. But let the midnight special shine a light on me.
to 65. We were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good, just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you'll see us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
dollar by the nickel. Banks are going bust. Shopping malls are running wild. There's no one anywhere. You know the air is nice. Our food is on the table. Everything everywhere is going crazy. You don't go out anymore. Sit in a house, rolling the world, living here, go all in, all the day. Please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belted radio. I won't say it. Well, I'm not going to leave you. I want you to speak. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to write. I don't want you to write these comments. I don't know what to do about the situation. Russia, China. All I know is first you gotta get mad. You gotta say, I'm a human being, goddammit, my life has value. So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Go to the window, open it, stick your head out, and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I love this song. Will flow and flesh and steel on one, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stain away, but something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to cleanse a lifetime's argument, and nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. For all those born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are. All in all, the rain will fall like tears from the star, like tears from the star. All in all, the rain will say how fragile we are, how fragile we are.
That's all, folks.